Namo Buddhaya. Dear friends, when we were doing our last class, we couldn't talk about final verses, final three verses, I think maybe verses number 18, 19 and 20. Then this Dhammapadaya, it has some stories when we were doing our last class and when I was doing our retreat, I taught Chittavagga, the mind. But I didn't say all the stories because I haven't time. We haven't enough time. So, then according to this verse, number 18, then it's in page number 4. It has little story, you know, dear friends. Have you remember, I told about Anathapindika. When I was saying about Anathapindika, he had three daughters. Among them, youngest daughter is called Sumana. Okay. Then finally, Sumana, she was ill. She fell ill, and when she was on her deathbed, she asked for her father. For her father, like she addressed as younger brothers. Okay. Younger brother, I am well, I am good. Then father asked, "Oh Sumana, my daughter, what? How about you? Are you well like that?" Then daughter says, "Oh younger brother, I am well, I am good, like that." At the moment, what happened? Anathapindika, Sumana's father, confused, like then. At the moment, then within few minutes, Sumana died. Then thereafter, Anathapindika, he got upset. Then finally, Anathapindika met the Buddha. Then Anathapindika asked, "Oh Bhante, my daughter, when he was on deathbed, he told some special things. I think I can't understand what happened to her like that." So thereafter, Buddha told, "Oh, Anathapindika, she wanted to give some, wanted to make some energy or like enthusiasm for you, like that." Okay, she told, she addressed as a younger brother because Anathapindika, at the moment that Sumana, she had attained second stage of enlightenment. Okay, when one become enlightenment, he has to attain four steps. He has to follow three steps. Then fourth one is the enlightenment. First one, you know, Sotapanna, like stream enter. Second one, Sakradagami. One returner, then third one Anagami, non-returner, fourth one enlightenment. So Sumana, she had been attained one returner, second step. At that time, Anathapindika, he was attained stream enter. Okay, therefore that daughter, she told, she addressed as a younger brother. Okay, so it is the reason. Then Buddha teaches, now she is in heavenly world called Tusika. Okay, one of prelim. Then the time Buddha teaches, the delivered this verse number 18. Ida nandati pecha nandati, it means the maker of good, the maker of good deeds, like that, the maker of good delight here and hereafter. Okay, in this life, like that. Then he delights in both the worlds. Both the worlds means in this life and next. Okay, because he has done good things, good deeds, good action. Then punyame khatanti nandati. Punya is the Pali word for merits. Okay, he is delighted knowing I have done merit. So how he delight? He is delighted knowing I have done merit, because he knows I have done good deeds, good action. I have done wholesome action, like that. Okay, so then having understanding his own action, he delight. Yeah, he is delight knowing I have done merit. Then he is even more once he is reborn in the heaven. Okay, then thereafter, according to his own action, according to his good karma, he will reborn in good world. Okay, thereafter he will be happy. He will happy again and again, again and again. He will feel happiness. So therefore, we can understand when we collect or when we accumulate the merits or good deeds, what happened, good karma, we can make happy mind in this very life, how I have done good deeds. Okay? Then we can make, then thereafter, in next life, we will feel happiness as a result of good action. Then next one, number 19 and 20. So these verses has a story. It has a story. There were two monks. They are like friends. Okay? In lay life, they are friends. So having heard the Dhamma, they wanted to become monk. Thereafter, they gave up the lay life. Then they became monks. Then among one of them, he was little bit old, okay. Then next other monk, he is little bit young. Then elder friends, or how can I say, elder one, he thought, I don't have learned much. I should follow some teaching according to my knowledge and according to my ability, like that. Okay, therefore he follows some teaching. Then he learned some special teaching. He practiced few meditation. Okay, he didn't study all the meditation. He practiced few. He stood few meditation. Then he learned about it. Then he studied some discourses, those discourses related with that meditation, okay, his own meditation. Thereafter, he used to be like seclusion or solitude, like that. Then he found a little park or grove, like forest, like that, okay. Yeah, associating a village, he lived in that forest. Practicing the meditation, practicing the Dhamma, with practicing Dhamma. Then finally, he became enlightened. Then younger one, his friend, he thought, I am very young, therefore I can learn much, like that. Then he learned and he follows all the teaching of Buddha. Okay, but he didn't practice meditation. He didn't think about it. I should develop my mindfulness. I should develop my meditation, like that. Then finally, what happened? after a long time, that elder friends, elder one, he came to the Jetavana monastery. He came back. Then at that time, there were number of novice monks. Okay, they gather with this monk because he has some special action. He doesn't talk with others anytime because he had lived alone. Okay, then novice monks, they wanted to talk with that visitor monk. Then at that time, when he was talking with novice monks, that younger monks, have you remember his friend? He saw that incident. Then he was, thereafter he felt something like jealousy. Okay? Because that monk, he associated a number of novice monks. Okay? But thereafter he thought, he knew that elder monk, he hasn't good Dhamma knowledge. Good Dhamma knowledge means he doesn't study all the discourse. Okay, discourses. Therefore, he thought, I can do some effort. I can ask some deep question from elder friends. Okay, at that time, he didn't answer. He doesn't answer because he doesn't know. Therefore, he will not answer to question. Then I can answer to my own question and I can resolve all the questions. When he was thinking that evil thoughts, at the moment Buddha saw that thoughts, okay, through Buddha's divine ear and divine eye, Buddha recognized now that monks, he thinks some evil thoughts. That younger monks, have you remember his friend? But he doesn't know that monk, he is an enlightened monk. Now he is going to do some bad karma. So at the moment Buddha came out from the rooms. Then at that time that elder monk, he and other novice monk, they gather. They are doing something like some cordial talks like that. Then when they seen the Buddha, they stood, and Buddha he also stood other side. Thereafter Buddha asked, "Oh monk, how are you after long time like that?" Buddha talked something like some cordial talks. Then when Buddha was talking about his experience, Buddha asked little by little, how is your mindfulness? How is your holy life? How is your precepts? And then, how is your concentration? How is your realization like that? When Buddha was asking those questions, he answered to all questions as an enlightened monk. Thereafter, other novice monk and his friend understood. Now he is an enlightened monk. Like that. Okay, so at the moment Buddha delivered these verses. First one, Bahum Piche Sahitam Basamanu. Even though the negligent person preaches much Dhamma to others, he does not practice accordingly, like Natakaro hoti naropamati. It means like he does not practice this Dhamma again and again, repeatedly, like that. Natakaro. He doesn't think again and again. Even though the negligent person preaches much Dhamma to others, he doesn't practice accordingly. He is like a cowherd who only counts the cows of others. Okay? He doesn't attain the stage of enlightenment as a monk. Okay? So therefore, we should practice this Dhamma. if one want to attain the enlightenment, he has to practice tama. In next verse, Buddha preach, even if the person practicing dhamma preaches little to others, he lives according to the dhamma with developed knowledge and a well-freed mind. He abandons passions, hatred and delusion, not clinging to anything in this world or the next. He attained the stage of enlightenment as a monk. Okay, so dear friends, according to these verses, we should understand practicing the Dhamma is the valuable one. It is the main thing. Okay, today lesson, diligence. Dhammapada appamadavaka. We can say diligence. So that there is a word payans. It's wrong. It's a printing mistake. It should be changed. It should be diligence. Appamada means diligence. Okay. Then according to this part, there are 26 categories in Dhammapadaya. Among them, second one, Appamadavagga, it has 12 verses. First three verses, it has one story. Dear friends, in the past, there was a king called Uden. There is a little story I will say briefly. There was a lay person, ladies. She was very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Okay. Then one day, her father and mother, then Magandhya is the name. Okay. They met the Buddha. Thereafter, that father said, "Oh, ascetic." He doesn't know this is Buddha. Okay. "Oh, ascetic. Give up your robe. Give up this ascetic life. You can marry my daughter. I have a lot of money, resources, properties like that. Then you look very handsome. Okay, you can practice, meditate in your old age like that. Your final life like that." Okay. So what is the correct word?
Final days.
Yeah, final days like that. Okay. So thereafter, Buddha teaches, "Father, I haven't any desire about my own body. I think this body, it is like it's contained with impurities. Okay? So I think this body, it is like ugliness, like that. Okay? Then how I think about another body?" Okay? Thereafter, that Magandhya, his daughter, she got upset and she felt some hatred, like ill will. Then she revenged. She thinks, "This ascetic, he insulted me. He belittled," like that. Okay, thereafter, finally, this Magandhya, she married King Uden. Okay, then King Uden, he had a queen called Samavati. Samavati, she is the main queen. Okay, then she had a 500 maid. Like servant. Among them, one of them called Kujyuttara. Kujyuttara, have you heard? It's a very special word. Because Kujyuttara, she is, Kujya means like crooked. Okay? Crooked. Kujyuttara. So, actually it has a little story. Then in the past, I will say briefly, in the past, she has done something like bad karma. Actually, she make funs saying about some enlightened nun. Okay, that nun, she was crooked little bit. In the past, maybe million, trillion years ago. Then she says, oh, that nun, she's like this, showing that action. She says something like, she makes fun with her friends. Okay? As a result of bad action in this very life, she's body appears like little bit crude. Therefore, people say it's Kujuttara. Name is Uttara. Crude Uttara, like Kujuttara. Okay? Then, but however, she is very fortunate. She was very fortunate. So when she was listening Dhamma in first time from the Buddha, she became instrumental. Okay? But she is a servant. Samavati, one day Kujuttara said that Dhamma to Samavati, Queen Samavati. Then Samavati, she is very honest. Okay? Then she learned about Buddha's lesson. She learned Buddha's lesson by Kujuttara, her servant. Then every day that Kujuttara, he preached Buddha's teaching. So therefore, that Maghandiya, she hated Samavati, Queen Samavati. Then finally, actually Maghandiya, she has done some bad things. Finally, Maghandiya, decided, one day I kill this Samavati. Then suddenly, unfortunately, that King Udayana, he went another city. So in the same day, in the same night, at that time, Samavati and Kujuttara and their maids, all the maids, they discussed some Dhamma talk. Okay, Kujuttara, every day she preached Dhamma. So when they preach in Dhamma, Maghandiya and Maghandiya's relatives, they closed all the doors in Samavati's palace. Okay, thereafter she make fire, like burn. So at that time, Samavati and servant, they understood, we can't go out. They thought, oh, now we can, this is the time to think this Dhamma. They practiced meditation. Okay? They thought, this body is not permanent, it's impermanent. Then this eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, everything impermanent. It's those things keeps changing, subject to death, subject to aging, subject to destroy, like that. They thought. Then thinking those things, they developed their concentration. Finally, when they died, all the maids and Samavati and Kunchuttara, they became non-returner. Okay? Then having heard this story, Buddha preached, Buddha delivered these verses, first three. Okay? First verse, appamado amata padam, pamado machinu padam, appamatta namiyanti epamattaya. The one who is developed virtue, concentration and wisdom diligently, reaches the deathless Nibbana. The negligent one who is intoxicated by sense pleasures repeatedly dies. The diligent Dhamma practitioner goes beyond the death. The negligent are as it already dead. Okay? As if already dead. Okay? So it is the meaning. Therefore, negligent, diligence, diligent person, he will goes beyond the death. Negligent person actually, so even he lives, actually he is like a dead person. The next one, the diligent wise Dhamma practitioner clearly understands evam visheshato nyatva. Visheshato nyatva means clearly understand. Evam visheshato nyatva appamadam hi pandita clearly understands the difference between diligence and negligence. Appamadam, wise practitioner, he knows differences between diligence and negligence. Delight in the dwelling of the noble ones, which is the 37 aids to enlightenment, they rejoice in diligence. Okay. Appamade pamodanti aryanam gochare rata. Appamade pamodanti. They appamade pamodanti, they rejoice diligence. So dear friends, according to this verse, we can say how this wise person, he know about diligence. If one know about diligence, he know about negligence. Actually, negligence person, he doesn't understand completely diligence. Okay? Because he is a negligence. Therefore, he couldn't understand what is the meaning of diligence like that. But diligence one, he will understand differences of diligence and negligence. Did you understand it? Then we know diligence, it is like appamada, it means like he wants some effort and he used some mindfulness. Then he hasn't any idea to give up his effort. Okay, he doesn't have any idea. He has good energy like that. He uses his energy until he attain his goal. Diligence one. Then next one, Tejayino Santatika Uchanda. Then that wise person, anytime he appreciate, he likes to diligence. So that is kinds of sign, wise persons. The next one, wise energetic disciples of the Buddha meditate frequently. Frequently means Tejayino Sadhatika Nichan Dalla Parakma. Wise person, actually he has some energetic, so he practice meditation as possible as he can. So he practice the Dhamma, he practice good deeds. Energetic disciples of the Buddha meditate frequently. Working hard, they practice the Dhamma, giving it top priority. So it is the main thing. They experience the incomparable freedom from bondage, Nibbana. Pusanti Dira Nibbana. Pusanti Dira Nibbana means they touch. Pusanti like they touch or they experience Nibbana. Pusanti Dira Nibbana. Yoga Kheman Anuttaran. They experience the incomparable freedom from bondage. Number 4, Uttanavato Satimato Sujikammas Nisammakha. It has a little story, dear friends. Again, in the past, when Bimbisara was ruling his kingdom, King Bimbisara, it happened in Rajagaha, city of Rajagaha. Actually, at that time, there was a banker. Then, in that city, there was a diseases, some bad diseases, like it spread with wind. Okay, then at that time, many people, number of people, they died because of that diseases. Some people, they gave up the city, they went. So thereafter, that banker's servant died because of that diseases. Thereafter, that banker and wife, they suffered from that diseases. Thereafter, they had a boy called Gosha. Then that father, he told, "Oh son, now we felt some sickness, but so no any medication to this illness or sickness like that." Okay, so there are some treasures. I have hidden some treasures in some places. That father and son, they went around their land. Okay, then father told son, "In this place, I have hidden 1,000,000 gold coins." Then they went another place. Then father said, "I have hidden some gold ornaments," like that. Then father told all the hidden treasure. Then thereafter father told son, "Now you should go. You should go and return only after a long time." Okay. Then after 12 years, that son, he returned back. He came back. At the moment, so he saw this city. There were number of people, but he couldn't understand, he couldn't recognize anyone. Okay, then those people, they don't know about this person, Kumbhagosha. His name Kumbhagosha. Then finally he thought, "When I take this hidden treasure, these people, these soldiers, they will suspect me. They will arrest me. They will think I am like a robber or like that. Then these people, they don't know about me. Then I don't know these people. Therefore, it's better I should do some job. I should find some job." Then he found a job called like announcement. Okay, got into his job. He should go block to block like that around the village, around the city, saying some news, saying some special news and some times. Okay, like this is the time for work, like that, because at that time no watches, you know, no towers like that. so that is the joke. So one day when he was going around this city, suddenly King Bimbisara, he came to this city. Then he heard this voice. He heard this voice. It is not a general person, because it has some deep, it is like a deep voice. Thereafter, King Bimbisara talked with that person. Then when they doing their talk, that Kumbhagosha, he told his story. Then King Bimbisara, you know, he's an instrumental. He was an instrumental. So therefore, finally he recognized this boy, he's a good person. Thereafter, King Bimbisara and son take out those hidden treasures. Then again, Bimbisara given a position to the Kumbhakosa, like, again, he became banker because he had a lot of money, gold, coins, like that. Having heard this incident, Buddha delivered this verse, Uttanavato Satimato. Uttana means energy. Then Satimato, like mindfulness. Suchikammasa Nisammakarina. Suchikamma, like pure conduct. Nisammakari, like considerate in action, like that. Sanyatassa cha dhammadiyunu. Sanyatassa, like self-resting. Dhamma jivuno, like righteous. Okay, so Buddha preached, the wise person is energetic, mindful, pure in conduct, considerate in action, self-restrained and righteous. That diligent person's glory grows day by day. Okay, then you know, according to this verse, he should have self-restraint. Self-restraint means, you can understand that Kumbhakosa, so he didn't hurry like that. He didn't think, now I should take out my treasures, then I can enjoy my life. Okay? He thought wisely. Then he found some righteous job, good job. Then he has lived as a good person. He had lived as a good person. So he had possessed some special qualities as a result of those things. Actually, his glory grows day by day. So that is the benefit of diligent person. The next one about Chulapantaka. There was a monk, there was a brothers, elder brothers and younger brothers. Then elder brothers, having heard the Dhamma, he became monk and he became enlightened. Then younger brother, he wanted to be a monk. Then he became a monk. Then one day, elder brothers, he gave a poem, like verse, like this, okay? Little poem. Oh monk, you should practice this verse, like that. Then that Chulapantaka, he tried to practice this verse, but he didn't remind it. Actually, he didn't keep it in mind, okay? So therefore, then that elder monk asked about that verse. He can't say about verse. He forgot verse. Okay? So within 4 months, that Chulapantaka, he couldn't practice that verse. Actually, he didn't learn by heart, like he didn't keep it in his mind, in memory. Like that. Okay? Therefore, finally, that elder monk said, oh younger brother, no, oh monk. Then when they become a monk, they didn't say brother, okay? They say, monk, it is difficult to practice this Dhamma to you. After a few years, you can practice this Dhamma. Therefore now, if you like, you can live as a lay person, like that. Then at the moment that Chulapantaka, he was shy and he got upset. Then at that time he cried. So when he was crying, Buddha saw this Chulapantaka. Buddha asked, oh Chulapantaka, why are you crying? Then he told, oh Bhante, I can't practice this verse. I can't remember. I can't learn by heart like that, he told. Oh Chulapantaka, don't discuss. Please bring white clothes, like that. Thereafter, that Chulapantaka, he brought white clothes like this. Okay. Then, thereafter, Buddha told Chulapantaka, now you should do these things. You should rob. You should rob or wipe?
Wipe.
You should wipe these white clothes, saying Rajoharna. Rajoharna, it is the Pali word. In English, we can say like, take off impurities like that. Take off or take out. Clean.
Cleanse.
Yeah. It's like saying, be clean like that. Then when he now he do something, wiping these clothes, he thinks it should be clean. But little by little, it became dirty. Okay? Then, when he was thinking about it, actually his mind become concentrated. He has done some kinds of meditation in the past, okay, 1,000,000,000 years ago. So having seen that ability, they used some strategic or tactic to sprout that ability. Then little by little, his mind become concentrated. He attained some concentration level like that. At the moment, Buddha preached Dhamma. Okay? Buddha delivered Dhamma. After that, he became enlightened. So he's a very fortunate person. So actually, not only enlightened monks, he attained enlightenment possessing some psychic powers. We called Manomaya Yuddhi like mentally psychic power like that. He can create number of person in the same with different actions like that. In this case, according to this incident, Buddha preached this verse. What is the verse? Uttanappamadena sanyamena dhammena cha deepam kairatamedavi yangogo nabikirati. It means the wise disciples of the Buddha practice the Dhamma energetically, diligently, with self-restraint and with self-control. Okay? So, when one practices this Dhamma, he won't diligent and energetic and self-restraint and self-control. He makes for himself the island called Nibbana, which no flood can overwhelm. Flood, it means?
Lots of water. When the
Yeah. It, according to Dhamma?
Sensuality, desire, sensuality.
Yeah, we can say craving, brief. Okay, that is the flood. Flood, is it correct? France? Yeah. Then, next one, dear friends, it has a little story, so 6 and 7. So, at that time, there is a little festival in India. I can't remember its name. So, according to that festival, they use some coloring powder.
It's called Holi.
Holi. Holi?
Yeah. It's called Holi.
Oh, is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
They throw colored powder on each other.
Oh. But I have read another name.
Okay.
So when they're doing that festival, then one day, few monks, they entered to the village, okay, for collecting some meals. For alms round, like alms round, okay. But those people, they haven't any idea about good deeds. They make fun, they sing, and they do some special event and dancing, singing, everything. They did some enjoyment, okay. So when they're doing that enjoyment, they haven't any idea about good deeds, good action. Or collect some merit. But there were few lay disciples, Buddha's lay disciples. actually they had celebrated that festival with wholesome action, with calm mind. Okay? They have done some good things. I'm not neglecting festivals because it has some good things. Then, according to that cultural event, we can develop, we can use it to develop our wholesome. Among them, some people, they celebrated that event with wholesome thoughts. They offered alms like that. So, having heard this incident, Buddha delivered 6 and 7 verses. Pamada manuyun janti baladum medhi no jana. Appamadan medavi dhanansethangva rakkati. So, it's very important. Unwise, foolish people indulge in sense pleasures. Okay, they are caught up in negligence, but the wise protect diligence as their best treasures. Okay, then you can understand wise person, he keeps his good qualities, he develops good qualities like a treasure. Then foolish person, he doesn't have any idea about good things or good deeds or develop a good action like that. Next one, unwise foolish people waste their life celebrating auspicious times. Do not give yourself to negligence. Do not become intoxicated with sense pleasures. Do not indulge in sense pleasures. If you meditate diligently, you can attain great happiness. Means Nibbana. Okay? So, dear friends, Ma Pamada Manuyunjeta. Ma means don't. Don't indulgence, the negligence, like that. So, then unwise person, foolish person, he intoxicate with the sense pleasure means he want to enjoy it again and again. That is the intoxicate. Okay? It is like an addict. Okay? Then they haven't mindful or they can't stop. They can't give up that habit. Okay? It's like addict. We know some people, they have some habit like they want to watch film every day. Okay? So it is like intoxicate. Then some people, they drink alcohol or something. It's like an addict. Not only those things, some people, they want to eat some special foods. Anytime, like addict. Buddha teaches, do not become intoxicated with sense pleasure. Do not indulge in sense pleasures. So then Buddha teaches, if you meditate diligently, you can attain great happiness. So therefore, we should do meditate. And so when we develop our meditate, we will approach or we will achieve some happiness, we will feel some happiness like enlightenment. Okay, then 8, pamadam appamadena yada anunditi pandita. This is about enlightened monk Mahakassapa Bhante. Mahakassapa, he is the third enlightened monk in this Buddha's dispensation. First one is Sariputta Bhante, second one Moggallana Bhante, third is this Mahakassapa Bhante. One day when he was watching hell and heavenly world, actually he dwells, seen some, according to being's action, they have to rebirth in hell, they have to rebirth in heavenly world, like that. When he was watching those things through his concentration. Okay, Buddha saw it. Buddha saw, oh, now my enlightened monk Kassapa Bhante, he thinks this one. He thinks now he watch, now he is living, or now he is dwelling, watching Niraya or hell and heavenly world, like that. At that time, Buddha delivered this verse. Pamadang appamadena, pamad appamadena, yada nudati panditu. It means wise person use diligence to destroy negligence. Okay, he used diligence to break or destroy the negligence. Pamadang appamadena yada nudati panditu. Panya pasada maruyam asoko sokini pajam. Thereafter, what happened? Ascending from the place of wisdom, freed from sorrow, this sage looks at sorrowing people. Sorrowing people. It is like someone standing on a mountain observing those on the ground below. Okay? It's like a simile with the teachers. Enlightened monk, he observes the all beings, he can understand about all beings, how like someone standing on a mountain observing those on the ground below, like he can saw all beings in ground. He can understand, oh, now these people, he is going to move to north, he went to south, like that. Now he is entered to his house, like that. So that is the story. Then according to this verse, what is the message? If we want to give up our negligence, we should use our diligence. Okay, that's the message. Then again, according to this verse, there were friends, having heard the Dhamma, they became monks. After that, they practiced the Dhamma. When they practicing this Dhamma, one of them, he practiced this Dhamma correctly. Number 9, okay? With diligence. Then other monks, he didn't practice the Dhamma with diligence. He practiced, he give up diligence. Then he eat, drinks, and slept, those things. He did only little things. As a result of it, finally, that first monk, he developed his concentration. He didn't achieve enlightenment, but he developed his concentration. So when they doing some conversation with Buddha, that first monk, he told his concentration levels. But second monk, he hasn't any concentration level because he didn't practice Dhamma. So thereafter, Buddha delivered this verse, the wise sage is diligent among the negligent. Okay? He is awake and meditates when others sleep. Okay? Then second monk, he slept. This first monk, he meditated, he practiced Dhamma. He advance like a swift horse, leaving the weak one behind. So the wise sage is diligent among the negligent. He is awake and meditates when others sleep. He advances like a swift horse, leaving the weak one behind. Therefore, we should develop our wholesome, our good deeds, we should develop those things as possible as we can. number 10. I think you have heard this verse. This is about Magga. Do you know the Magga? It is name of Sakka. There was a kingdom called Lichavi. Then there is a lay person. He's a, I think maybe minister, Mahali. One day, Mahali and Buddha, when they doing some conversation, Buddha preached Sakka Panya Sutta. Sakka, like his kinds of God, okay? Leader of God. Then at the moment, Buddha, at that time, that Mahali, he thought, oh, Buddha know about Sakka. Then Buddha, he thought, Buddha must have personally met Sakka, like that. Then he wanted to know about Sakka. Then when he asked some question from the Buddha, Buddha told Mahali, Sakka, he had practiced number of good things when he was living as a person, as a lay person. At that time, no Buddha's dispensation in this earth. So at that time, that person, he had observed seven factors. First one, he observed throughout his life, I support to my parents. I respect to elders. I use words like gently, I speak gently. Then I avoid like malicious talk, gossip. I should be generous. Then I should not be avarice like that. Then next one, I should say only, I speak only truth. Then final one, I live without anger, oil me, like that, okay? So there are seven things. He observed those factors in his whole life, like throughout his life. As a result of that good action, he became leader of God. So at the moment Buddha delivered this verse, Sakka, the leader of gods, collected lots of merit diligently, lot of good karma diligently, when he was in the human world as the youth Magga. Magga is the name, that human name, okay? That is how he became the greatest of the gods. Diligence is always praised by Buddhas, and negligence is always despised. Then, according to number 11, there was a monk, when he was practicing Dhamma in a forest or in a grove, he thought, actually he developed his wisdom and concentration. Then one day he was thinking, this wisdom like a fire, because we can burn something in fire. In the same way, this wisdom like the fire. Using this wisdom, I can destroy my unwholesome. When he was thinking about it, suddenly he saw a fire in forest. Okay? Then he saw, according to that fire, it burned little trees, like plants, grass, then some big trees, like that. It burned all the trees. At the moment, his mind little by little, his wise consideration little by little grown up. Then at the moment Buddha saw that monk. Then thereafter Buddha delivered these verses as a help. So what is the verse? Appamada rato bhikkhu pamade bhayadasiva samyojana mantunam dhammam. The monk who delights in diligence and fierce negligence reaches Nibbana, destroying all bonds, large and small, like a fire burning everything in its path. Then, having heard this verse, that monk, he concentrated his mind and he attained Nibbana. Because Buddha, he knew, so when I say this verse, he doesn't give up his effort. He doesn't give up his energy. Buddha knew, when he think that point again and again, he can understand. He will be enlightened. Buddha understood. Therefore, Buddha delivered that verse. Dear friends, if you have a great diligence, if you want a great diligence, we should understand, or we should see benefit of diligence. We should understand bad effect of negligence. Then we should understand, or we should think good result of diligence. Therefore, if we know about diligence and negligence, we will not do bad things. Then diligence, I can say again, in practically, we can say not only normal good activities, we can think, I can say, when we thinking about thing, like when we doing our day-to-day activities, we do some special things. Then without any effort, some bad thoughts will arise in our mind. Okay? At that time, if we can think, if we can recognize our bad thoughts, oh, these thoughts are bad, I should give up these thoughts. And if we can think danger of bad thoughts, it is also diligence. Okay? So, therefore, diligence, especially, it depends on body, not only body, it's depend on mind. We can use to our bodily action, we can use to it our mental action, when we think about some thoughts. So, you can understand, diligent person, he has to use mindfulness. Without mindfulness, he can't avoid negligence. Okay, he can't develop diligence without mindfulness. Therefore, those things actually related to each other's wholesome deeds, wholesome action, all the wholesome actions.